This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here is a paperwork story with potentially big financial implications. Two reports out this week showing fewer students have been applying for college financial aid since the pandemic started. Just 68% of families with students in college filled out the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA is what that gets called for short, last year. That is the lowest that number's been in the 14 years Sallie Mae has been tracking it. It's their report. Also, the number of graduating high school seniors who filled out the FAFSA, that's also down, off 8.5% in the past 2 years. And that is according to the National College Attainment Network. And the drops matter because the FAFSA is the only way to qualify for most need-based aid. Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains what's going on there.
In a year when millions of people lost their jobs and have been struggling financially, Ashley Boucher at Sallie Mae says she would have hoped to see more people filling out the FAFSA.
The last thing I want to see when finances could potentially be tight for families is them not taking advantage of the resources that are out there.
Instead, the number of students applying for financial aid has dropped significantly.
That's particularly true for the people who tend to have the hardest time paying for college, who go disproportionately to community colleges.
Sarah Goldrick Rabb runs the Hope Center for College, Community, and Justice at Temple University. And she says one big reason for that is a lot of students just spent a year in virtual classes,
which in many cases led to disengagement and led them to question whether, in fact, they want to go on to more learning.
Studying remotely also meant many low-income students weren't as connected to counselors and college access programs, says Allie Levy at the organization College Access Research in Action.
Students really rely on school support to get through the application process and financial aid process. And without that ready access to counselors, it was harder to get through the process.
The National College Attainment Network estimates about 270,000 fewer high school seniors have filled out the FAFSA since the pandemic began. Morralee Keller at NCAN says the biggest drops have been among low-income students and students of color.
It's a huge deal. Students who complete a FAFSA have a much higher post-secondary enrollment rate than those students who do not.
Keller says if more students go back to in-person school in the fall,
you hope for a little bit of some rebound starting with the class of 22.
But she says it's going to take a lot of work to get students who did not enroll these last 2 years back to college. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.